The Connecticut Legislature's Labor Committee held a public hearing on Tuesday about Governor Dana Malloy's proposal to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour by 2017. Senate Majority Leader Martin Looney voiced his support for the increase, saying minimum wage workers should earn enough to cover their life necessities.
People who work full-time should be compensated with a living wage. Minimum wage workers should earn enough to cover the necessities of life without depending on government subsidies and charity.
Opponents of the proposal are concerned that increasing the minimum wage will hurt local businesses. George Francis is owner of Lake Quasi Theme Park in Middlebury, Connecticut. He spoke out against the increase.
Recent statements that were made that the minimum wage, if it was increased to $10, would not hurt the workforce or the businesses in Connecticut. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Francis says that every 25-cent increase in the minimum wage increases the theme park's seasonal payroll by $30,000. Governor Malloy first outlined the minimum wage hike proposal during his State of the State address earlier this month. That came after President Obama outlined similar goals in his State of the Union speech late last month.